Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November 13th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 2.5 cents, closing at 375 and a quarter. January beans down 1¼ cents, closing at 915 and a quarter. December wheat down 8 cents, closing at 509. Meal was up $1.90, oil down 50 ticks. So we can see more of this unwinding of the long oil, short meal spreads by the pros. Oil's broken 1½ cents here just in a few days. And the meal's had a, you know, $6, $7 rally in the last several days. We had this rally going in the beans till about 12:55 or so. And then there was a report out that hit the wires. And I will read it here to you. The U.S. China trade talks hit snag over farm purchases. Beijing balks at committing to specific U.S. farm purchases. Beijing also resisting U.S. requests for tech transfer curbs and enforcement mechanisms. So that broke the Dow 100 points in a minute. It broke the beans from the ties at 21 down to 14¾ within a few minutes. And interestingly enough, though, the Dow rallied back the 100 points it lost as of the time I'm recording this at 215. So I don't know what that's going to mean for the grains. I think what it means in general is the meal's going to stay strong here for a little bit. The oil's going to stay weak until we kind of lighten up on some of these spreads. The funds are short about 30,000 meal. They're long about 70,000 oil after today, so I think that we're going to see some more of that. The net effect is, if they're balancing out positions, I don't think it's going to have a huge effect on flat price of beans. I think the tendency, without any problems in South America, is for this market to go lower. The pros want to sell rallies. This statement by the Chinese, if it's true or not, you know, it's another one of these opportunities for somebody to either buy the Dow cheap where the grain's cheap, and I think it's all a lot of nonsense out here. I think as we move forward, like I said, I think it's going to be harder to rally these markets until after we get to the first of the year. Once we're at the first of the year, an election year, I think the president's going to try to shore up the farm boat, do something positive for American farmers out here. But certainly it seems like we're a long way away from any kind of trade deals out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.